tweet at Saturday RTE.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, this week, Sinn Féin TDs left the Dáil chamber before a vote on the use of the Special Criminal Court. TDs voted by 87 to 7 to continue the use of the Special Criminal Court under the Offences Against the State Act, but no Sinn Féin TD was in the chamber for the final vote. Mairead Farrell, what happened here?
Well, I suppose we've been very clear that we weren't going to oppose this legislation. Obviously, we know that a review is currently underway, and that's obviously very welcome, and we're expecting that an interim report will be provided shortly. But look, I mean, I do personally, like, I mean, I was there, and I'm a Sinn Féin TD, and
But you weren't there is the thing.
No, but
it?
The point is that I think this is kind of being blown a bit out of proportion. So basically, it was the last vote of the night. We'd been made clear through the people that spoke through our own Sinn Féin TDs who would have spoken on the matter that day that we weren't going to be opposing the legislation. It was the last vote of the night, and we left. It wasn't some kind of orchestrated walkout the way it's being
really
seen. Genuinely, it isn't.
But there were something like 28 Sinn Féin TDs. Are you telling me that collectively they all, or individually they all decided to leave of their own accord?
Yeah, so basically it was the last vote of the night. And, you know, we had said we weren't going to oppose it. So we left the chamber and went on. I mean, genuinely, like, I know I've listened to some of the commentary around this over the last few days, I suppose, and it's kind of being portrayed like some kind of an orchestrated walkout. And I just genuinely wasn't. And
you could have pressed the abstain button though on the voting machine, couldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So I suppose it was the last vote of the night. We had said we wouldn't oppose it, and we left it. As I said, it really wasn't what some people think it was. And, as the Sinn Féin TD, I can say that to you very honestly.
Okay.
And somebody who was there.
Mr. Jack Chambers,
evening.
What do you think happened here?
Well, I think we've had a lot of positions now from Sinn Féin. It was opposed 2 years ago. They abstained last year, and we saw the walkout this week. And I think this is about, we have to remember what we were renewing here. We were renewing a court that's there to deal with gangland criminals, to deal with paramilitaries. And I think Sinn Féin speaks and tries to, sympathise with many inner city communities, who've had many criminals put behind bars because of the Special Criminal Court. I think it's a two-faced hypocrisy to those communities where there's public sympathy, but they turn their backs on renewing that court. And I think they're a party that says they want to be in government. And what would a Sinn Féin Minister for Justice do? So a Sinn Féin Minister for Justice had to renew this. Is there room to walk out or press an abstain button or like, so, Sinn Féin are saying they want to be in government. They're saying
Absolutely.
They want, and but what would a Sinn Féin Minister for Justice do? And what have Sinn Féin submitted to the review that's ongoing? You're saying you're awaiting review, but it's your position is not clear. And
I just want to ask Mairead about that. I mean, Mairead, look, people will be aware today as well that it is 25 years since the
Absolutely.
Death of Veronica Guerin,
yeah.
and conscious that the Special Criminal Court was the court used to try her killers in that case as well. Do you accept that it has played an important part in convicting dangerous gangland criminals down through the years?
Look, I suppose what we in Sinn Féin are very clear on is that we want to do whatever it takes to take criminal gangs off the street. But we do think that there needs to be 21st century laws to tackle as well 21st century criminals. And what we do need is that everything is done. And
you're opposed to non-jury courts, aren't you?
Well, what we are seeing at the moment is that there's a review that the government is taking place, and that Helen McEntee started, and we're looking to see what comes out of that review, and that there'll be an interim report that's going to be coming forward. But what I do think is, like, I mean, there's a lot of things that needs to be done, and like, I mean, I know from living in Galway City, even, like, you know, we do need things like more Gardaí on the street. We know that there needs to be more resources.
We're talking about the Special Criminal Court.
Yeah, I
want to bring in Alan Kelly just for a word on this. Alan Kelly, what do you think about what happened in the Dáil this week?
It was a stunt. For Mairead to say anything else is embarrassing. Sinn Féin are trying to run from it now, but they were giving a signal to some people that they kind of don't agree with it, but they're not going to oppose it. It was a complete and utter stunt. And, on the anniversary of Veronica Guerin's murder, and also, may I say, on the 25th anniversary of the murder of Garda Jerry McCabe, who's a Sinn Féin TD actually picked up those who were involved in that on their release. It really doesn't signal that Sinn Féin have fully learned their lessons.
Just a final word to Mairead.
I totally disagree that it was any kind of a political stunt. I think for Alan to say the like. I mean, we don't need to engage in political stunts, and we don't want to engage in political stunts, and we aren't doing it. And to be honest, Alan, I've just clearly outlined there that, exactly
every
what happened.
TD and look,
Alan, and maybe that's the way the Labour Party operate, and that's for a decision for the Labour Party. Mm. But for myself, and I don't like my kind of intelligence being questioned here, right? I've said very clearly that this wasn't kind of a stunt. Yeah, he saw it, isn't that great? But and you're saying that it's an orchestrated thing, but it clearly wasn't, and I'm saying that as a Sinn Féin TD.
All right, well, that's all we have time for this week.